usually don't question too much. I like to see them run the ball more because I think they're good at it. I definitely want to see them run the ball more. I do not understand. Your offensive line is in shambles. They're injured. The guys filling in aren't filling in as well as you would hope. And yet they're third in the National Football League in pass attempts and dead last or close to it in just about every passing category, including getting your quarterback sacked. Wow. I do not get that.
Don't lose touch with the baseball races now because Cleveland is battling for that first round bye with the Yankees.
You're trying to make us all feel better, aren't you?
Those Yankees, I'm trying to take us away from the Browns for a second just to, you know, think about the good things that are going on here.
Okay.
Follow all the news at 92.3 The Fan and the Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the new iPhone 16 Pro. It's got your name written all over it.
Okay. Zach is in Cleveland. Zach, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Zach.
Guys, I am glad I didn't waste money going down to that game yesterday. I was looking at tickets and just the night before, just looking at the prices drop. And I'm like, oh, I could take the wife and the kids. And, you know, we'll sit up high, but it's $50 a ticket. It's an out-of-conference game. It's the Giants. They're 0-2. We're going to come in and we're going to mop these guys. I'm going to get to see Jim Donovan. Unfortunately, I saw that he wasn't there. But, you know, and Phil Dawson get inducted. This is going to be a great day. And I'm glad I didn't buy those tickets because this team sucks. It sucks. And I need somebody, and I called you guys after week one. I need somebody on this team to say that. I need somebody to be pissed off at the performance that this team is putting on the field in front of their home fans. I don't care if we beat Jacksonville. You're supposed to beat Jacksonville. We beat them in their field. Beat somebody on your home. You were 8-1 here last year with four different quarterbacks. Figure it out. I'm tired of this stuff, you guys. I'm tired of watching it. I didn't even watch week two. I went to the Tribe game because they're so much more entertaining. This is so terrible. Every single year we watch the same stuff. I feel like I'm in an episode of Twilight Zone. This is the same thing we called about, the same things we talked about with Baker Mayfield, every other quarterback before him. This is the same conversation.
Zach.
What are we doing?
Zach. Zach, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel better? Feel better? You got it off your chest.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
That's why we're here for you, brother.
There you go, Zach.
We are here for you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boom. There you go. That's what Browns Monday therapy is all about. Or Browns Therapy Monday.
Whatever it is.
It doesn't really matter.
Whatever it is.
13 years we would do this.
Zach was going.
I'm so rattled, I can't even say the name of it right.
Zach was going.
Browns Therapy Monday.
Larry's in Cleveland. Larry.
Hi, Larry. Get it off your chest, Larry.
Welcome, Larry.
So, man, I like to say, man, we got to stay resilient regardless. When we lose, we all lose. When we win, we all win. But most of all, Kapaski, he messed up, man. He keeps changing offensive coordinators every year. That don't work, man.
He hasn't.
You will lose every year because you got to – it's a process, man. Everything is a process. And then you bring your he messed up the preseason. You at least got to play your players at least one or at least a couple plays in a quarter just to get their rhythm, man. Everybody got their rhythm on offense and defense. And, you know – been playing the game, you got to, man. You got to stick together, man. And then on top of that, get that offensive coordinator out of his hand because he did the same thing in Minnesota. That's why they got rid of him, man, because he arrogant as heck. I'm going to tell you. But most of all, man, he alternated them backs. Boy, got tired. That's why he fumbled the ball. I'm going to keep it real. Alternate them backs, man. Put them new receivers in. Get them some rhythm, man, because we're going to need everybody at this stretch. Away, they're going to play great. But at home, I don't know, man. They got to just, like the caller said, get it right, man, because we got your back, you know, for the city, man. You represent the city, man. You got to catch the ball. Receivers, catch that ball, man. I don't care low or high. Catch it, man, because your life is online. Your career is online.
All right, Larry.
Larry, thank you.
Larry covered just about everything there.
Can you do me a favor? Can you put this on the Hall of Fame name?
Oh, yeah. We're adding this one to the list,
Kaplansky.
Too. Kaplansky.
That's
good.
A new one, yeah.
That's a good one.
So, again, if you're looking at the name Hall of Fame for Kevin Stefanski, Kaplansky, Stepanski, Stefanski, and am I forgetting anybody else?
We had a Stamansky. Stamansky was on there, too.
Okay, just want to make sure it's on the Hall of Fame. Kaplansky.
That was outstanding.
That's a good one, man.
I've never heard that Polish one names that start with K. Krzyzewski.
Yeah, but it sure as hell ain't the head coach of your Browns.
No, it's not.
No, you just totally teed that up like Lucy and Charlie Brown.
I sure
on that
did,
one.
Didn't yeah, I? Did. Tommy is in Fort Myers, Florida.
Tommy,
hello,
how
Tommy.
You feeling about Coach Kaplansky today? Good?
I'm pissed off.
Well, fire away, my friend. Fire away.
About the pronunciation of his name or about the offense?
No, I'm pissed off at the Haslams because they have Stefanski, but he's handcuffed because they had to change. They couldn't help themselves. They had to change something. They had to fire somebody instead of letting Stefanski and his boys just run their play-action, run-game offense, which the offensive line has been built upon, right? That's what we need. You know, Chubb's not there, but you know what? The way Stefanski plans this O-line run game, play-action offense, under quarterback under center, is a good game plan, but they completely, you know, gotten rid of it and hired all these new coaches. They put Watson in the shotgun. They asked their offensive line to become this, you know, pass-blocking line. I know there's a lot of injuries there, and they lost Callahan, which is unfortunate. But you got to let them do what they can do. You can't change the whole offense for one guy, even though they gave him all this money and all that, I know. But I blame the Haslams here. I think, you know, even when Chubb comes back, it might be too late. So we'll see what happens.
All right, another satisfied customer on a Browns Therapy Monday. I think he feels better, right? You notice the tone in the beginning, and then as he gets it off his chest, it's just it's more relaxing. It's back to reality.
If everybody's counting on Nick Chubb to come back and cure the ills of the running game,
Jeff, yes, it
well,
is.
That's unfair to Nick. You can't expect a guy coming back from an ACL to walk in the door and be what he was.
I think he expects himself to be what
that's
he was.
That's fine. Yeah. You can't do it. Maybe he will. And if anybody can, it's Nick Chubb. But, man, if you're the Browns, he's going to be on a snap count. Yeah. You're not going to put him out there for 20 carries a game.
No, not right away.
And this team knows how to run the ball without him. Jerome Ford did a nice job last year without him. Deontay Foreman, I think, is a good running back. Got two carries yesterday. Roman is in Canton. Hello, Roman.
Roman.
Hey, guys. How are you? Please excuse my raspy voice.
Yeah, what's with you? I thought that's not Roman.
Yesterday made me sick, guys. It really did. And I watched, and it's the most frustrating thing on the planet, seeing what we were and what we should be, no matter the circumstance. I got two things, guys. It's just sloppy. And, you know, you think they go to the Greenbrier to build all this camaraderie and to, you know, to clean up all the mistakes in the beginning of the year. But drop balls, penalties, I heard a stat yesterday that 80 or 85% of our drives start with a penalty. Do you know how ridiculous that is for a professional football team? It's miserable. So
here, you want to feel better about that? They only had, what they have yesterday, 5 penalties for 48 yards. They had 13 penalties for 100 yards last week. So, hey, we're seeing some improvement.
Yeah, but guess what? We were also 4 for 29 on third down.
I know.
That's miserable, and it's all sloppy from holdings, from dropped balls, from fumbles when you never supposed to fumble. You're driving to tie the game before halftime, and then we get the ball back after halftime to take the lead, and you fumble it, give it to them, and now we're down 2 scores. It was just it's sloppy all around, and I think Kevin tries too much of this reverse psychology. Or, oh, we're really good at the run, and they're really bad at the run, so let's surprise them with 40 pass plays in the first half. That's not what good football teams do. They know what they're good at. The other team knows what they're good at, and they don't care because they are good at it. So run the ball. Stop trying to force this pass offense that we don't have. It's been clear that we have been a run-first team with Nick Chubb or without Nick Chubb for the past 5 years. So quit trying to be fancy and stick to what we're good at. That's the most frustrating thing about this team. And Stefanski, I like him as a coach. I think, you know, how could you be mad about a guy who has had one losing season in the past 4 years, and that season was 7-9? Sure, I get people's frustrations, but at the same time, You got to quit trying to be sneaky and tricky and just be good at what we're good at.
Period. Thank you, Roman.
Roman, take care of that voice, and I couldn't agree more. It's how Andy and I started the show today.
It's the identity, and there is none.
You're really good at something, and you're not doing it. At least historically good at it. I don't know, Andy, if we can actually say now that you're good at it because you only ran it 12 times with your running back yesterday.
I don't quite know what they're good at right now. I know the defense didn't give up any points yesterday.
The identity is lacking, that's for sure.
But they were knocking on the door. They went out of bounds at the one. So, I mean, it easily could have been 28.
You know. Dave's in Beechwood, home of good shopping.
Hey, Dave.
Wonderful shopping here in Beechwood. And I'll tell you what the Browns are good at. They're good at being soft. I don't know what happened to – I feel like the Browns used to be a team where at least you could give them credit that they were tough, that we were a ground-and-pound team, that we had tough guys, that we didn't like losing. But instead, now we've got an offense ran by Kenneth Dorsey, who does the least tough thing you could do with the little dink-and-dunk passing offense. There's no honor in that. What happened to the days when men were men and you had guys smoking cigars and drinking whiskey at halftime, leather helmets?
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah.
That's what I want. If we had that going on, maybe we'd have a chance to win some games.
Cigars all around.
3 to 4 yard passes. I can't take it anymore, guys. Bring me back to the manly days of the Browns.
Yes.
And then maybe I'll start buying tickets again.
All right, there you go.
Dave, there you go.
I got to pick some dirt and grass off my face mask right now. Boy, I'll eat it. I don't care.
Unfortunately, Gene Hickerson and Dick Schaffrath are not available.
Lou Groza?
I don't think Lou's available either.
I like Lou. Otto?
I know Otto's not available.
All right. I tried.
Was worth a shot.
Thank you.